Hola, queridos socios del proyecto Learn and Play with ICT. Saludos desde Tenerife, España.
Hello, dear partners of the project Learn and Play with ICT. Greetings from Tenerife, Spain.
En esta ocasión vamos a escuchar un cuento tradicional de Lituania. Su título es Egle y la serpiente. ¡Atento!
On this occasion, we are going to listen to a traditional story from Lithuania. Its title is Egle and the Snake. Let's pay attention!
One warm summer day, Egle and the youngest daughter of the local farm went bathing in the sea with her two sisters. When she returned to the shore to get dressed, she saw a grass snake in her clothes. To her surprise, the grass snake spoke to her in a man's voice. He asked Egle to promise to become his wife for her clothes. The girl wanted her clothes back, so she agreed. At the seashore, a handsome young man, Žilvinas, met Egle. He was the king of the grass snakes. The king took Egle to an island, and the palace under the sea where they got married. Egle and Žilvinas lived together happily. They had three sons, Ąžuolas, Uosis, and Beržas, and the youngest daughter, Drebulė. All their kids were named by the names of the trees.
9 years later, the children started asking about their grandparents' home. Egle felt homesick and asked Žilvinas to let her and the children visit parents' farm. Žilvinas wasn't happy about it. He asked Egle to do three tasks before leaving. First, she had to make some yarn. Egle worked for several days but couldn't finish, so she went for an advice to a witch. The old lady helped Egle to complete the task. The second task was to wear out iron shoes. Of course, it was impossible, so the witch helped again. The third task was to bake some pie, but all dishes in the palace were hidden. An old witch helped Egle again. Finally, Žilvinas had to let Egle and the children go. He told Egle and the children not to tell his name to Egle's relatives.
The reunion with the family was a very happy time, and Egle's family didn't want them to return to the sea. Egle's brothers decided to kill Žilvinas, but first they needed to know how to call that man to appear from the sea. They asked all three sons but didn't get the secret. Then the brothers took Drebulė to the forest. She got scared and betrayed her father.
Egle's 12 brothers rushed to the seashore, called Žilvinas, who appeared as a grass snake and killed him. After 9 days of stay, Egle and the kids went home. Egle returned to the seashore and called Žilvinas. Her husband didn't come, just bloody foam appeared. Egle realized that Žilvinas was dead. She turned her family into trees, her sons into an oak and ash and a birch, her daughter into a trembling aspen and herself into a spruce.
Thank you. Hasta aquí hemos llegado. Hasta la próxima.
Our program today finishes here. See you next time.